recorded.
Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and your mercies. Thank you for your compassion toward us. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. We thank you for your strength that is working in us. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for giving us peace and joy on every side. Thank you for destroying the plans of the enemy that were against us. Thank you for making the things that were stronger than us to submit unto us. Thank you, Father. We thank you for the breakthroughs we have experienced. We thank you for the open doors we have experienced. Thank you, Lord, for giving us victories in our stubborn battles. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the understanding of your will that you have given to us. Thank you for guiding us into all righteousness. Thank you for showing us the way in the midst of confusion. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for equipping us with wisdom to relate with people correctly. Thank you for giving us wisdom to have good relationships with other people. Thank you, Father. Thank you for a glorious future you have prepared for every one of us. A glorious destination. Thank you for that future. And thank you because you're going to take us into this glorious future. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for the prayers we have prayed on this platform before that you have already answered. We thank you because as we will pray here tonight, you will also answer us and you will bless and help us and fight for us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. I'm going to make some worship songs. He is able, abundantly able to deliver and to save. Our God is able, abundantly able to deliver, those who trust in Him. He's able, He's able, abundantly able to deliver and to save. Jesus is able, abundantly able to deliver those who trust in Him. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. He sent of this as old as you are. As old as you are. You will never change. Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto Jesus be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory with things He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Greater things He will do unto the Lord. Be the glory, great things He has done. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be Your name, hallowed be Your name, hallowed be Your name. We cry, Abba Father. We cry, Abba Father. Hallowed be Your name. Our Lord be Your name. Our Lord be Your name. Covenant keeping God, there is no one like You. Alpha and Omega, there is no one like You. Covenant keeping God, there is no one like You. King of the universe, there is no one like You. Oh Lord, our God, our excellent is Your name. In all the earth, our excellent is Your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God, how excellent is Your name in all the earth, how excellent is Your name. Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, O Lord. You're worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For Thou art created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Thou art worthy, Jesus. Thou art worthy, O Lord. You are worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For Thou art created all things, and for Thy pleasure in us, and were created. Unchangeable God, 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 unchangeable God. Father, you are unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, dependable God, dependable God, dependable God, dependable God, dependable God, dependable God, Lord, you are dependable God, dependable God, dependable God, dependable God, dependable God, dependable God. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. You are Yahweh, 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 Alpha Omega, you are Yahweh, Alpha Omega, you are Yahweh, Alpha Omega, you are Yahweh, Alpha Omega. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, the Most High. Most High, yes, you are the Lord, yes, you are the Lord, King of glory, Most High, yes, you are the Lord, Most High. You are the Lord, most part, you are the Lord. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Most part, you are the Lord. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Most part, you are the Lord. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Most part, you are the Lord. You do wonders. You do wonders. Most part, you do wonders. You do wonders. You do wonders. Most part, you do wonders. You walk miracles. You walk miracles. Most part, you walk miracles. You walk mighty miracles. You walk miracles. Most part, you walk miracles. Because you are the Lord. You are the Lord. Most part, you are the Lord. You alone is the Lord. You are the Lord. Most part, you are the Lord. Hallowed, excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. O Lord, O Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For everything you have done. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. I call before you today. And there's just one thing that I have to say. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've given to me, for all you've given to me, for all the blessings, for all the blessings that I cannot see. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You took my guilt and my shame. You took my guilt and my shame. You took my darkness. You took my darkness and gave me your light. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. With a grateful heart. With a grateful heart. With a song of praise. With an outstretched hand, I will bless your name. Thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I will praise him. I will praise him. I will praise thee forevermore. I will praise you, Jesus. I will praise thee. I will praise him. I will praise him forevermore. I will serve Jesus. I will serve him. I will serve. I will serve him forevermore. I will love Jesus. I will love him. I will love him. I will love him forevermore. I will love Jesus. I will love him. I will love him. I will love him forevermore. He's alive. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Jesus, he's alive. Forever, he's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus, he's alive forever. is alive. Amen. Is alive. Amen. In your life, Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, that wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. That wonderful name, that wonderful name is Jesus. Jesus, that wonderful name, the name of Jesus. Jesus, that wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify him. Magnify him. Adore him. Praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Praise the God of heaven and the earth. Praise the bright and morning star. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. The King of glory. The Lord of hosts. The Most High God. The all-sufficient God. The wholesome God. The self-sufficient God, the Lord strong and mighty, and the Lord mighty in battles. Worship him. He existed before all things exist, and he is the one holding all things together. He is the life by which all things live. Worship him. He is greater than all. He is stronger than all. Higher than all. Mightier than all. Praise him. He does mighty miracles. He makes impossible things possible. He gives grace to the humble. He resists the proud. He gives strength to the weak. Worship him. He reverses irreversible things. He commands things to come out of nothing. Praise him. He blesses a man and no one insults that man. Worship him. He curses a man and no one can bless that man. Glorify him. He does terrible things in righteousness. He executes judgment on his enemies. And they are not able to rise again. We praise you, Father. We worship you, El Shaddai. We worship you, Elohim. We praise you, Adonai. We bow before your throne, for there is no other God beside you. Only you is the Lord forever and ever. Amen. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. You're going to thank the Lord for his goodness and mercies endures forever. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your goodness and mercies that is continuous in my life, that is always present in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for your goodness and mercy that is ever present, always present with me. Thank you for your goodness and mercies that is always following me. Thank you for your goodness and mercies that is always speaking for me. Thank you for your goodness and mercies that have never stopped flowing in my life. Thank you, Father, for your goodness and mercies. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him again. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for terminating the agenda of my enemies from happening in my life. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for terminating the plans of my enemies from happening to me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for terminating the plans of my enemies from happening to me. Thank you for destroying the plans of the enemy that were against me. Thank you because their evil intentions did not happen in my life. Their evil plans failed in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. What they wanted, the evil they wanted to happen to me, did not happen. All their efforts, you have turned into nothing. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for blessings you have released into my life. Spiritual blessings and physical blessings. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for the blessings you have given to me. Thank you for the blessings You have showered upon my life. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings you have released into my life. The things that I did not have before, but now I have them. The places I could not go before, but now I can go there. People I do not know before, but now I know them. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings you have released into my life. Blessed be your holy name. The things I couldn't do before, but now I can do them. I can do them. The honor I do not have before, but now I have them. Thank you for your blessings you have released into my life. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, "Arise, O Lord. Fight my battles until I see the end of my enemies." Say, "Arise, O Lord, fight my battles till I see the end of my enemies." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, arise, O Lord, fight my battles. Arise, O Lord, fight my battles. Arise, O Lord, fight my battles till I see the end of my enemies, till I see the end of my limitations, till I see the end of my afflictions, till I see the end of my captivities, till I see the end of my problems. Arise, O Lord, fight my battles now. In the name of Jesus, give me complete deliverance. Fight my battles till I am completely delivered. Fight my battles till I am completely healed. Fight my battles now. In the name of Jesus, fight my battles. Give me permanent victory over my enemies. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to place your right hand on your head. You are going to say, "In the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of darkness that is making me to focus on things that I should not focus on. Every spirit of darkness that is making me to focus on things that does not pertain to the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Things that causes distractions. Things that does not edify my spirit. Every darkness that is making me to focus on those things, I bind them right now." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to say, "I bind every spirit of darkness that is making me to focus on things that causes distractions. God, making me to focus on things that will not move my life forward. Making me to focus on things that does not pertain to the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. I bind them right now in the name of Jesus. Every darkness that is making me to think and think and think upon things that will not lift up my spirit man, I bind such darkness right now in the name of Jesus. Every darkness that is making me to focus on things that keeps on causing weaknesses to my mind and soul and spirit, I bind such darkness now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Continue to pray. You need God to help you. Say, I bind every spirit of darkness making me to focus on distractions. When I need to do certain things that will benefit my life and destiny, every spirit that is making me to focus on things that are irrelevant and useless to my calling and destiny, I bind such spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, I bind such spirit right now. Every spirit making me to focus on things that would not edify my spirit man, that would not give me spiritual growth, I bind such spirit right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, command restoration to happen in my life. Restoration of lost blessings. Restoration of lost opportunities. Restoration of lost glory, lost honor, lost favor. Father, command the restoration of them. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, O Lord, by your mercy, command the restoration of lost blessings in my life. In the name of Jesus, command restoration of lost glory in my life, lost virtues. Restoration of lost spiritual gifts. Restoration of lost strength. Restoration of lost honor. O Lord, command the restoration of those things right now in my life. In the name of Jesus. Restoration of lost opportunities. O Lord, command the restoration of the good things I have lost. Command them to be restored right now. In the name of Jesus, command them to be restored right now. In the name of Jesus, command them to be restored right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the arrows of God locates every creatures of darkness, forces of darkness that are manipulating my life and destiny. Let the arrows of God locate and destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Let the arrows of God locate powers of darkness, forces of darkness, creatures of darkness that are manipulating my life and destiny. Manipulating my life and destiny. Let the arrows of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Let arrows of fire from the throne of God locate forces of darkness, princes of darkness, powers of darkness, realms of darkness that are controlling my life to go in an opposite direction to the plan of God, to the will of God. Let the arrows of fire from the throne of God consume them all. Right now in the name of Jesus, let the arrows of fire from God's throne locate realms of witchcraft, realms of darkness that are working tirelessly to manipulate my life, to control my life against God's plans, against God's will for my life. Let the arrows of the Most High God consume them now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Let the arrows of the Most High God locate them wherever they are. Every creature of darkness, agents of darkness, that are working tirelessly to make sure that my life does not become what God wants it to be. Let the arrows of the Most High God consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Let the arrows of the Most High God consume them now. Let the flaming arrows from the throne of God consume them now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, every gathering of satanic agents, every network of demonic creatures that are working tirelessly to make sure that my life become opposite of what God wants my life to be, let the arrows of the Most High God consume them all. In the name of Jesus, let the flaming arrows from the throne of God destroy them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, take away peace from the forces and powers of darkness that don't want me to have peace. You're going to say, Father, take away peace from every creature of darkness that don't want me to have peace. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Inasmuch as they do not want me to dwell in peace, O Lord, take peace away from them. Put them in affliction. Put them in pains. Put them in suffering. Persecute them. Assign your angels to torment them. Assign your angels to persecute them. Every creature of darkness that don't want my life to be in peace, oh Lord, take peace from them now. In the name of Jesus, take away peace from them. Take away comfort from them. Every agent of darkness, every instrument of darkness that don't want my life to be in peace and good health, oh Lord, we draw peace from them. Send your afflictions into them, into their lives. Right now, in the name of Jesus, rain down your afflictions and torments upon them. Put them in pains and sufferings. As long as they don't want peace for my life, let them never have peace. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And there are forces, powers, creators, beings, personalities in the second heaven that controls each day on earth. They determine how each day should go, what should happen to you in every day of your life, and they determine what should not happen. Except you conquer these powers, it is their plan that will be happening in your life every day. It is what they want for your life per day that will be happening. You will try your best to change certain things, certain patterns in your life, but they will not change. Yeah, because you have not conquered these personalities. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the flaming arrows of God locate every princes and powers of darkness that are controlling each day of my life for evil. Let the flaming arrows of God locate and destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray. The hashad let the flaming arrows of God find them and destroy them right now in the name of Jesus. Let the flaming arrows of the Most High God locate every prince and power of darkness controlling each day of my life for evil. and destroy them all. In the name of Jesus, let the flaming arrows from the throne of God locate princes and powers of darkness in the second heaven that are controlling the days of my life to go in a direction that is opposite the plans of God, opposite to the will of God. Let the flaming arrows from the throne of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray. Let the flaming arrows from the throne of God locate and destroy them. Creatures of darkness, princes, powers in the second heaven that are controlling their fears in my days to go against the will of God. Now, in the name of Jesus, let the flaming arrows of God locate and destroy them all. Let the flaming arrows of God locate and destroy them all. Let the flaming arrows of God locate and destroy them all. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, put upon my life a divine mark that repels attack of the enemy from touching me. You're going to say, Father, put upon my life a divine mark that repels attack from the enemy from touching me. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, touch not mine anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm. Christians are anointed ones. Every Christian that have the Holy Ghost in them, they are anointed. If you have the Holy Spirit in your life, you have the anointing. You are anointed. Say, Father, put a divine mark upon me that will drive away every attack of the enemy that comes against me. Put a divine mark on my head. Put a divine mark on my spirit, on my soul, on my body, that will repel attacks that comes from the enemy against me. In the name of Jesus, even in my dreams, let those attacks see me and run. In the name of Jesus. Even in the realm of dreams, in the night, let witchcraft attacks, demonic attacks, be me and run. In the name of Jesus, O Lord, put a mark upon me that will make me touchable to attack of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, teach my hands to fight and win battles. You need the Holy Spirit to teach you. You need Him to teach you to win battles. You'll be to feel, Holy Spirit, teach my hands to fight and to win battles in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, teach my hands to fight and win battles. Teach my hands to fight and win battles. Teach my hands to fight and win battles that I have not been able to conquer for years. So Holy Spirit, teach my hands to fight and win battles many people have not been able to conquer. Teach my hands, Holy Spirit, to fight and win battles. Train my spirit to fight and win battles. Holy Spirit, train my spirit to fight and win battles in the name of Jesus. Train me to be able to conquer the battles I have not been able to conquer up to now. Holy Spirit, empower me, equip me, anoint me to conquer battles I've not been able to conquer up to this moment. Battles confronting my calling and destiny. Battles confronting my relationship with God. Battles confronting my holy living, righteous living. Holy Spirit, train me to face those battles and conquer them all in the name of Jesus. Battles that I must conquer for me to enter into the next height you have prepared for me. Holy Spirit, train me to conquer them now in the name of Jesus. Battles that I must conquer for me to break the evil pattern that is prevailing in my father's house and mother's house. Holy Spirit, equip me to conquer those battles right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. Any Christian that is going to move forward in life must be a Christian that likes correction, that likes to be corrected. If you want to move forward, you must align correction. Correction that comes from humans and correction that comes from the Spirit of God. You must love correction. And you must love to yield to correction. That is how you'll be able to move forward. If you don't like to be corrected, you can never move forward. It's going to be impossible. Because at certain point in time, God will be correcting you on many things. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me a heart that loves correction. Create in me a new heart that loves correction and that loves to yield to correction. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Create in me a new heart that wants to be corrected. Create in me a new heart that loves correction. A new heart that yields to correction. Holy Spirit, give me such heart. In the name of Jesus, make me a Christian that does not struggle to obey your will. Make me a Christian that does not struggle with correction. In the name of Jesus, make me to a Christian that you can correct and will yield to the correction immediately. Make me to such Christian. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I want you to know that there are a lot of blessings you will not get from God if you have been enslaved by the spirit of hunger. If you cannot control hunger, there are so many things you will not be able to get from God. If you allow hunger to control you and you can't control it, there are a lot of blessings that will never come to you from God. Even a lot of spiritual gifts will not be able to come into your life from God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to have control and dominion over the spirit of hunger. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, I receive grace to have full control and dominion over hunger, over bitterness. In the name of Jesus, you're going to say, I receive power. I receive grace to dominate the spirit of hunger. From now on, onward. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace, I receive power to control hunger forever in the name of Jesus. Grace to rule over hunger. Grace to rule over bitterness, hatred. I receive grace to rule over them all right now in the name of Jesus. I receive grace to never be provoked to hunger. I receive grace to never be provoked to hatred, to bitterness from this day onwards in the name of Jesus. Hunger shall not be able to control my life from this day onwards in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of darkness that have been assigned to poison my mind against my fellow human beings. I'm going to say, I bind every spirit of darkness assigned to poison my mind, to turn my heart against people, both people that are close to me or people that are far. Begin to bind that spirit. Open your mouth and pray, my God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I bind every demon assigned to poison my heart, to poison my mind against human beings, against people around me or people far from me. I bind such spirits right now in the name of Jesus. I bind them right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, correct me concerning whatsoever I am doing that will not allow the promises of God to come to pass in my life. Holy Spirit, correct me concerning those things. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. So Holy Spirit, correct me concerning things I do every day that will not allow the promises of God for my life to come to pass. Correct me now in the name of Jesus. Correct me now in the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. Holy Spirit, stop me from doing those things. Everything that I do every day that will not allow your plans for my life to happen, that will not allow your prophecies for my life to happen, oh Lord, stop me from doing them. In the name of Jesus, stop me, oh Lord, from doing them. Every lifestyle, attitude, character that I do every day or that I do often that will not allow God's promises and prophecies for my life to come to pass. Holy Spirit, take them away from my life. Uproot such attitude from my life. Uproot such lifestyle from my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, the good things that were difficult for me to achieve in 2023. Oh Lord, make it easy for me to achieve in this year 2024. Open your mouth and pray like that. The progress that was hard for me to achieve last year, oh Lord, make it easy for me to achieve in this year. In the name of Jesus, make it easy. Make it easy. In the name of Jesus, the progress, the success, the promotion that was difficult for me to achieve last year, that was impossible for me to achieve last year, oh Lord, make it possible for me to achieve them in this year, in the name of Jesus. Make me achieve them so easily. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, assign your angels to draw favor into my life from every corner of the earth. Say, Father, by your mercy, release your angels to draw favor, to bring favor into my life from every corner of the earth. Open your mouth and pray like that. Assign your angels now. Release your angels. Mobilize your angels to draw favor into my life, to pull favor into my life from every corner of the earth, from every continent in the earth. Assign your angels right now. Thank you, Lord. I hope you are praying. Pray so that your life can change. Pray so that your situations can change. Pray so that God can elevate you. Pray with the whole of your heart. Say, Father, by your mercy, assign your angels to pull favor, to draw favor from every corner of the earth into my life, into my business, into my career, into my calling. Now, in the name of Jesus, let it come to pass that everyone that sees me begin to think and make plans about showing me favor, about doing me favor, in the name of Jesus. Let it come to pass, O Lord, that anyone that sees me will instantly begin to think and make plans about doing me favor, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. If you're going to pray, you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I break out of every prison the enemy has put me. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I break out of every prison darkness has put me. Open your mouth and pray. Say, I break out now. In the name of Jesus, I come now. In the name of Jesus. Don't forget that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. At the name of Jesus, prison doors shall open. So you are using the name of Jesus, and you shall break out, because there is power in the name of Jesus. Say, in the name of Jesus, I break out of every prison that is holding my life captive, every prison of darkness holding my life captive. I break out of them right now. In the name of Jesus, every prison of darkness holding my spirit captive, I break out right now. In the name of Jesus, okay? From every prison of darkness holding my soul and body captive, I break out right now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Everything responds to the name of Jesus. Everything obey the name of Jesus. Everything bow to the name of Jesus. Whatever they are. So therefore, your prison, the prison that is holding you captive, have to obey the name of Jesus. It has to bow to the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. I break out of such prisons. Every prison holding my life and destiny captive, I break out of them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say divine wings. Divine wings of God that lift up a man into greatness. Merge with my life right now. Connect with my life right now. Wings. Wings of heaven that lifts up a man into greatness. Connect with me right now. Fix into my life right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. If you're going to rise, you're going to need wings to fly. Begin to say divine wings of God that lifts up men into greatness. Merge with my life. Fix into my life. Connect with my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, wings of heaven that lift people into greatness, fix into my life. Fix into my life. Merge with my life. Connect with my life. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Wings of heaven, heavenly wings, divine wings that lift men into greatness. That lifts people into greatness. Fix into my life right now. Merge with my life right now. Connect with my life right now. Join with my life right now. Bind with my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, with your mighty hand, open the doors that must be opened for my life to move forward into greatness and glory and honor. Oh Lord, open for me those doors that must be opened for my life to move forward into greatness and glory and honor. Begin to pray like that. Open for me doors that must open, doors that I must pass through to enter into greatness and honor and glory. Oh Lord, open those doors for me. Doors that I must pass through to possess my possessions, to become who you want me to be, to rise into greatness. Doors that I have to pass through, oh Lord, open them before me right now. In the name of Jesus, open them before me. I hope you are praying. Open them before me. Open them before me. Doors that I must go through for my story to change. Doors that I must pass through for my life to be transformed. Oh Lord, open them before me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, oh Lord, send into my life. Help. And help us that others find difficult to get, that many people find it hard to get. Oh Lord, send them into my life in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. It is a lie that you cannot get some help that you need. It is a lie that you can't get help from some places, especially when you need those helps. So don't believe the lies of people telling you that no one can get help from here. No one can get helpers from here. Pray, say, Father, release into my life. Helps and helpers that many people find difficult to get. Make me a partaker of such helps. In the name of Jesus. Make me a partaker of helps and helpers that many find difficult to get. In the name of Jesus, make me a partaker of helps and sponsorship and support that many people find difficult to get. Make me a partaker of scholarship that many people find difficult to gain. Oh Lord, make me partaker of them. In the name of Jesus. Come into Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness that is following me. That is following me every day and night to drive helpers away from my life. To drive helps away from my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume the darkness. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, the fire of the Holy Ghost, consume every darkness following me to drive helpers away from my life, to drive destiny helpers away from my life, to drive helps away from my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume such darkness right now. In the name of Jesus, every presence of darkness, presence of demons, presence of ancestral curses, generational curses in my life that is driving away destiny helpers from finding me, from locating me, from connecting with me, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them all right now. In the name of Jesus, consume them all. And set up by the hand of Allah, every spirit from hell, every demon from hell, every spirit from the grave that is following me to drive away help and help us from my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You need to pray. You know, sometimes it is pride that don't let some people get helps. It is pride that makes some people to lose their destiny helpers. Yeah, instead of them to honor and respect others, they feel too big to honor and respect others. And they didn't know that those people they couldn't respect are actually their destiny helpers. Yeah, so through pride, they lost their destiny helpers. And they lost many favors and helps. So I pray that pride will not make you to lose your destiny helpers. Because the people that will help you, they might not look like they have a lot of money. They might not look like they have something that you need so bad. They might not look like that. So if you don't learn to be humble, you're going to lose your helpers. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, fill me with the spirit of humility so that I don't lose my destiny helpers, so that I don't lose or miss the helps and helpers God sends into my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. the Holy Spirit, fill me with the spirit of humility. Fill me with humility. Fill me with humility. Make me humble. Make me humble so that I don't lose the helpers God is sending into my life. So that I don't lose the helps God is sending into my life. Holy Spirit, help me to be humble. Holy Spirit, help me to be humble. Help me to show respect to people that don't even deserve respect. Help me to honor others above myself. Help me to honor people more than myself. Holy Spirit, teach me to be humble so that I do not lose the helps and helpers God is sending into my life. In the name of Jesus, teach me to respect everyone. Teach me to honor everyone. Teach me to value every human being. Teach me to love everyone. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray three more prayer points and then we'll round off the session. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give life to the highs of my spirit. Give life, give strength, give fire to the highs of my spirit to be able to see deep things of your kingdom, to be able to see deep things that are in your realm. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, fill my spiritual eyes with strength, with life, with fire, to be able to see deep things of your kingdom, deep things in your realm, deep things about you. Deep things about your will, about your plans, about your ways. Fill my spiritual eyes with fire. Fill my spiritual eyes with strength. Fill my spiritual eyes with life to be able to see deep things of you, deep things of your word, deep things in your word, deep things that are in your realm, right now, in the name of Jesus. Fill my spiritual eyes with fire to be able to see into the mysteries that are in you and in your kingdom. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. we have two more prayer points. The Lord is telling me to correct someone among you who likes to borrow. Yeah, you like to borrow. The Lord wants you to stop so that He can bless you. Yeah, stop borrowing. Yeah, trust Him to meet your needs. Stop borrowing. Yeah, stop going into debt. Trust Him. Yeah, trust Him and you will see that He is faithful. Yeah, even if you are in hunger, there is no food to eat. Trust Him. The hunger is not going to kill you. Trust Him and say, God, I'm not going to borrow. I'm going to trust You. And you will see how He will help you. So don't borrow. May the Lord help you to obey this correction. So as I said, we have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let a new beginning happen in my life. A new beginning of new things. Let it happen in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Things that have never happened before, let them start happening now. Great things, glorious things, beautiful things that have never happened in my life before. Oh Lord, let them start now. Let me have a new story to tell. Give me a new history. Give me a new story to tell. Let new things happen in my life that will produce a new story. In the name of Jesus. New blessings, new miracles, new grace, new fire. In the name of Jesus, let new things happen in my life. That will change my story. Let new things happen in my life. Let new things happen in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, undo everything the enemy has done in my life that is causing shame in my life. Oh Lord, reverse them, undo them, cancel them right now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, undo everything the kingdom of darkness have done in my life that is bringing shame and reproach into my life. Oh Lord, reverse them now. Cancel them now. Everything the enemy did to me when I was a child. everything the enemy did to me in during my childhood, there is now bringing shame, disgrace, reproach into my life. Oh Lord, reverse it now. Terminate them now. Cancel them now. Undo them now. In the name of Jesus, every spell of darkness, spell of witches and wizards, spell of witch doctors, divination, sorcery, magic, enchantment that have been done against me, that is causing shame and disgrace. Oh Lord, cancel them now, reverse them now, undo them now, terminate them now, in the name of Jesus. Every enchantment, every witchcraft, every voodoo that have been done against me, that is causing shame and disgrace and reproach in my life. Oh Lord, terminate them now. Cancel them. Undo them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I'm going to pray for you now. Raise up your right hand. Father, we thank you for your faithful. Thank you for your helps we have received. Thank you for your favors. Thank you for your interventions that you have released into our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the evil things the enemy planted into our lives that you have uprooted. Thank you for sicknesses and weaknesses and diseases you have uprooted from our lives. Thank you for your mighty hand that is decorating our lives with your glory and honor. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for a new beginning that is about to happen to many of us here. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that by your mercies, help everyone here that have cried unto you, that have called unto you in prayer tonight. Help everyone in Jesus' name. The ability, the strength, the power to conquer every battle. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. The anointing to see into the plans of God for your life. The anointing to see into the mind of God for your life. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. The grace that uncovers mysteries. The grace that enables you to see things that are hidden in secret, hidden in darkness. Receive the grace right now in Jesus' name. The strength to live a life that is pleasing in the sight of God. The strength to live a pure and holy life. Receive right now in Jesus' name. The power to succeed and excel even in things that others find difficult to succeed in. Receive the power right now in Jesus' name. The doors that have been closed against your life that have to open for you to move forward at this time, I command those doors to open now in the name of Jesus. The blessings that you need at this time to do great things in your life and destiny, and to also do great things for God and His kingdom, receive those blessings now. In the name of Jesus, every wall of limitation that surrounds your life, I break them into pieces right now. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft cloud, witchcraft covering that is upon your life, that is not allowing your helpers to locate you, I command fire from heaven to destroy them all. In the name of Jesus, the future that God has prepared for you shall be your future. In the name of Jesus, the things you have lost to darkness, the good things you have lost to the kingdom of darkness, I decree that you recover them all in the name of Jesus. Let the angels of the Lord harvest all that the enemy has stolen from you and deliver them unto you right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.